This recording is not a live assessment and should be used as a sample or practice only.
You are thinking of becoming a volunteer. Listen to this woman speaking about volunteering on the radio. Then answer questions 1 to 7.
I work for the charity which helped my family when my father was ill. Initially, I wanted to give something back to the charity. I didn't think that volunteering would help me to find paid employment, but it helped me to get a job with the charity as a team leader. I have more self-confidence and have acquired many new skills. Before you apply to be a volunteer, think about what skills you have. Do some research to find out about different charities that could use those skills. You won't be paid as a volunteer, so to reduce travel expenses, choose somewhere local. Finally, send a CV to the charity. List your skills and qualities and include details of any relevant experience, for example, if you've looked after a relative or friend who is ill. I work for the charity which helped my family when my father was ill. Initially, I wanted to give something back to the charity. I didn't think that volunteering would help me to find paid employment, but it helped me to get a job with the charity as a team leader. I have more self-confidence and have acquired many new skills. Before you apply to be a volunteer, think about what skills you have. Do some research to find out about different charities that could use those skills. You won't be paid as a volunteer, so to reduce travel expenses, choose somewhere local. Finally, send a CV to the charity. List your skills and qualities and include details of any relevant experience, for example, if you've looked after a relative or friend who is ill. I work for the charity which helped my family when my father was ill. Initially, I wanted to give something back to the charity. I didn't think that volunteering would help me to find paid employment, but it helped me to get a job with the charity as a team leader. I have more self-confidence and have acquired many new skills. Before you apply to be a volunteer, think about what skills you have. Do some research to find out about different charities that could use those skills. You won't be paid as a volunteer, so to reduce travel expenses, choose somewhere local. Finally, send a CV to the charity. List your skills and qualities and include details of any relevant experience, for example, if you've looked after a relative or friend who is ill.
You hear this discussion on the radio about a bike to work scheme.
Some companies in the local area have been involved in the Bike to Work scheme, a new government initiative primarily introduced to improve traffic congestion in towns and cities, which also aims to improve the health of the workforce. We have Tom here from the Global Express. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Jo.
So, Tom, what do the management think of how the scheme operates?
Well, it took a little time to persuade them of the benefits to the company, but the scheme has been in place for around 9 months now.
And the employees?
They love it, Jo. Around half of them have taken advantage of the scheme, and they have brought brand new bikes which they regularly use to get to work. Some of them have reported that because of the exercise they've lost weight, and actually, because many of them live close to work and the traffic jams are dreadful, their journeys to work do not take much longer than travelling by car.
That's good news, Tom. Are there any benefits to the company?
We have been paying for car park spaces, but we've been able to reduce the number of spaces, saving us a considerable amount of money. In addition, because of the improvements in fitness, we've had less employee sickness.
It seems as though this has been a good initiative. Thank you for telling us about it, Tom. Some companies in the local area have been involved in the Bike to Work scheme, a new government initiative primarily introduced to improve traffic congestion in towns and cities, which also aims to improve the health of the workforce. We have Tom here from the Global Express. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Jo.
So, Tom, what do the management think of how the scheme operates?
Well, it took a little time to persuade them of the benefits to the company, but the scheme has been in place for around 9 months now.
And the employees?
They love it, Jo. Around half of them have taken advantage of the scheme, and they have brought brand new bikes which they regularly use to get to work. Some of them have reported that because of the exercise, they've lost weight, and actually, because many of them live close to work and the traffic jams are dreadful, their journeys to work do not take much longer than travelling by car.
That's good news, Tom. Are there any benefits to the company?
We have been paying for car park spaces, but we've been able to reduce the number of spaces, saving us a considerable amount of money. In addition, because of the improvements in fitness, we've had less employee sickness.
It seems as though this has been a good initiative. Thank you for telling us about it, Tom. Some companies in the local area have been involved in the Bike to Work scheme, a new government initiative primarily introduced to improve traffic congestion in towns and cities, which also aims to improve the health of the workforce. We have Tom here from the Global Express. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Jo.
So, Tom, what do the management think of how the scheme operates?
Well, it took a little time to persuade them of the benefits to the company, but the scheme has been in place for around 9 months now.
And the employees?
They love it, Jo. Around half of them have taken advantage of the scheme, and they have brought brand new bikes which they regularly use to get to work. Some of them have reported that because of the exercise, they've lost weight, and actually, because many of them live close to work and the traffic jams are dreadful, their journeys to work do not take much longer than travelling by car.
That's good news, Tom. Are there any benefits to the company?
We have been paying for car park spaces, but we've been able to reduce the number of spaces, saving us a considerable amount of money. In addition, because of the improvements in fitness, we've had less employee sickness.
It seems as though this has been a good initiative. Thank you for telling us about it, Tom.
Now answer questions 8 to 12.